Cerebral Satire uses adult language and is for adult listeners only. It has the explicit tag for a reason. Welcome to Cerebral Satire, everybody! Yeah! We got a special, special motherfucking episode tonight. But we're going to start like we always do. We're going to start with my main man, Ant. What up, Ant?
How you doing, buddy?
How are you doing?
I'm really good.
Are you?
I'm all fed. I've got a little beer. I'm on beer tonight.
No, I'm on wine.
I'm on beer for a reason.
Oh, really?
Because we've got some guests later, which I'm sure you'll talk about in a minute. I won't give it away yet.
I'm on wine because it's all I got, and I'm getting ready to go on vacation, so I'm not gonna go out and buy any beer and have it left here. That's a waste right there, buddy.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
But your week's going good so far. Weekend went good.
Yeah, week's going good. Next week I'm on holiday.
Oh, sweet.
So going to Belgium to and they do like fries with mayonnaise and really good
disgusting.
Lager.
Disgusting.
And I'm fucking really looking forward to it. And some pancakes.
Pancakes.
I don't know why. Waffles. I don't know what done a Dutch accent.
Belgium.
It's Belgium. But
Belgian waffles.
Yeah, bits and waffles and some pancakes and oh, I can't wait.
And we got Wayne here. What up, Wayne?
I'm getting all jealous. You've got alcohol and you're called Auntie Little Special Man, and there's me. In bed
Wayne.
With nothing.
Why are you in bed?
Because that's where I'm recording tonight. I thought I'd have a change.
You're not on the couch?
No, I got kicked upstairs for once.
Everyone
campaigned for Claire to stand up to me. It's all changing.
Who's campaigning for that?
All of you lot.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, all of us were. That's very true.
Now I'm upstairs with no alcohol.
Why can't you have alcohol?
Why can't you just go downstairs and get some booze?
Yeah.
Because I've got no booze downstairs, I wouldn't achieve a lot.
Oh, there you go.
Why say that then?
Got a sober Wayne tonight, guys.
It's
sober
be
Wayne
fun.
Tonight. How's your week
been? And his football team lost.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. How your football team lost?
Well, you obviously know that now, don't you?
Yeah, now I do. But I was going to ask you about it anyway.
The one time where I get a bit leery on Facebook and put like pictures of people pissing on the shirt and stuff, and then they go and lose. Last time I tried getting passionate about my team.
Yeah, that'll teach you. Yeah, I had a fucking completely shit day. I'm going to be honest with you. I had like five or six people call out at work today.
What is that, phone in sick?
Yeah. That's what we call it over here. Yeah. Instead of phone in sick, we call it calling out. And coming late. A lot of them were late or it's just been a really rough day. I didn't really
sack a whole lot and start again.
I wish I could, man. Trust me. I would have
been a staff party or something.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
No one invited Vamp.
I know. It was horrible. It was like six of them. That was bad. And then I didn't really finish what I wanted to get done today. That was bad. And then the last like hour and a half, I dropped my phone again. My screen's already cracked, so I wasn't worried about the screen, but the battery popped out and I broke my battery. Yeah. It's
Come
been
on.
One of those
first,
fucking
first
days
world
today.
Problems, man. Come on.
Dude, yeah, I know. And I went down and I had to buy a $39 battery for my fucking phone. It's been one of those days today, man. I'm just telling you.
What sort of phone you got? You got a brick or something?
No, Samsung S5.
Do they have batteries that are detachable, do they?
Yeah. Oh. You didn't know that?
No, iPhones don't. I'm just used to having
iPhones.
It all built in.
You're right, iPhones do not. No.
Jesus.
No, iPhones do not.
I just assume every phone's like the iPhone. There is no other phone to me.
There's no
Wayne,
other
Wayne's
phone
a little sheepy, isn't he?
I know, right?
Loves
Mac.
Yeah, just say Mac. Mac.
Sorry, I shouldn't do that because Kat's going to get excited now.
All right, guys, you guys ready for the first story?
Let's do it.
The first story is Wayne's first story on Cerebral Satire. So here we go.
Now, that brain that you gave me, was it Hans Delbrooks? No. Ah, good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry. Abby Normal. I'm almost sure that was the name. Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla? What? Is that what you're telling me? Quick, quick, get him up!
What? Squeeze to the bush, yes?
All right, Wayne, give us your first official story on Cerebral Satire, buddy.
Right, well, I wanted something funny, as that's more my level, but there was nothing that made me laugh, so this one stood out, and it's actually a serious one. And that's about first human head transplant could be possible in just 2 years.
Yeah, I read about this, actually. I thought this was actually pretty interesting. But
oh, I'm pretty interesting. This is a lot of science fiction over the years coming true.
Like what? Like, give us an example.
Well, you know, obviously famous things like Frankenstein and other films that have been done over the years about, like, head transplants, or, you know, possibly moving over personalities into other bodies and stuff. This is like...
Whoa, what do you mean personalities?
Well, a body, with moving a head over, you'd be taking the personality, wouldn't you?
Oh, now that's an interesting story right there. If you move the head to a new body, would you move the personality with it?
Of course you would, because the personality is in the brain.
You think so?
No, but yeah. What about soul? What about the soul, Wayne?
Okay, soul. All right, okay. Make believe. Okay.
What do you mean? We all have a soul.
No, we don't.
You don't even believe we have a soul.
No, there's such thing as a soul. It's all made up nonsense. It's nothing.
What? You don't. I'm not. I'm an atheist, and I believe that there's a soul.
No, you do not.
Yeah, of course we've got a soul.
What's a soul? Ant, have you ever touched a soul?
No, the soul of my shoe.
Yes.
A soul is not an entity. It's a spiritual thing.
It's a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
No, it's like, it's what makes us us.
What is your soul goal after you die?
Well, the brain would be dead, so just that'll be it, wouldn't it?
So your soul stays with you.
Yeah.
So you're
go on.
What your soul to you is your personality.
It's my being. It's my emotions. It's everything about me.
You think you...
That's your brain.
That's your brain.
Yeah, but it's my also... It's more of a spiritual thing, like I said.
It's a nonsense thing is what it is.
You should believe in a soul.
Why?
I'd say aura, even if you're not religious, calm and stuff, that sort of spiritual, an aura, but not spiritual, like, my heart will go on and fucking sing Sleon Diddleyon and shit like that.
Diddleyon?
Who's Diddleyon? Celine Diddleyon.
I can't say her name, so I do it over thing.
And do you, when the brain gets when the head gets transplanted, my head gets transplanted on Dwayne's body, I'll be the shortest, I'll be the shortest cunt alive, but... My head gets transported. That's no longer Wayne. It's me, right?
Mm-hmm. Wayne. That's what it says here. Yeah. This guy even goes on about, like, they've even thought ahead to, like, how long it would take them to learn to walk again.
Oh, read it. Wayne, read it. Tell us about it.
Oh, crap. You're pushing me now, aren't you?
Teach us, Wayne.
Going on about how they'd have to comatose the patient for 4 months, blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute. You got to put in a coma for 4 months?
Yeah, once they've done the operation, the person will need to be put into a coma for 4 weeks while they heal.
Oh, for four Doctor, weeks. Okay.
Dr. Canavero believes the person would wake up with the same voice, move, and feel their face, and learn to walk within a year.
The same voice.
Putting someone in a coma is not a healthy thing to do.
No, but it is. No, but it is. It is.
Have already volunteered to get a new body.
Even as bad as my body is now, I don't think I want to give up my body.
All right, Wayne, you've just been in a horrific accident, okay?
Horrific.
Mm-hmm. Now, your bottom half's all mangled. It's completely mangled. They say, right, Wayne, you've got to go into another body. We're going to do this. We can do head transplants now.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right.
And, but we've only got one body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I sound like Mason Verger from Hannibal?
Because you're fucked up.
And the body is an ex-rapist. He's a rapist.
Yeah, okay. Is it taller than me?
Yeah, it's taller. It's six foot.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But this, because it's such a new thing, we don't know if... some of like the soul of the rapist might be.
There's no such thing as, just put me in the fucking body. It's not just a thing of soul.
So we can't tell for certain that once we do this head transplant, that you might feel the urge to go around raping.
I'd say that's fine because, oh, just imagine. Oh my God.
Your fingerprints can be different, by the way. Your fingerprints are not going to be the rapist's fingerprints.
DNA evidence from the past rapists. It is now going to be.
Yep.
You are now a rapist. So you've gone into a rapist body, but then you start thinking about raping people as well.
So here's another thing. Should people on death row be put up for this?
Cool, that's a bit.
Well, let's say. What you mean? Okay, let's say this. Okay, this is a really good example, too. I can't believe I thought about this. Let's say an Iraqi war veteran comes back, and he's all fucked up. Like, all of his limbs are gone. He's just fucked up. And let's say there's somebody relatively near his age, like five years, give or take. Okay, they're on death row. They're going to kill them. The inmate says, it's okay, you can do whatever you want with my body after I'm gone. I don't care. I'm up for scientific experiments. I'm good for that.
Right.
And let's say they you know, they do the head transplant. Would you guys be okay with them doing that? With I know you guys don't have the death penalty over there, but...
Yeah, but it depends, because I imagine they're going to give you someone who's just died, aren't they? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be anyone.
They
so
have imagine, to, imagine both you... parts, your head and the body, will have to be chilled to prolong
this. What would you do, Wayne, if you woke up, you said, right, we're going to do this head transplant, it's all done. So obviously they've got to put you in your little coma. And when you wake up from your coma, you're a 30-stone Asian woman.
You're just being silly. Well, what about if I sewed your head on the wrong
Wayne,
line?
That's a great thing, though, man. This is a great thing for men that want to be women and women that want to be men without having to go through surgery.
Oh, my God.
Well,
without having to go through surgery.
Well the...
Without, oh, yeah. With, yeah.
Well, no. Okay.
Right.
Hang on. Well, what if the man... Okay,
oh my
so
God,
the woman...
said the voice will stay the same, so you wake
yes.
up and you've got a full woman body,
so
facial hair, and you're like, right, love.
So the woman, okay, so the woman is in a car accident. She has head trauma, no body trauma, but she has head trauma. She's essentially dead. They're keeping her alive. The man wants to be a woman, and the man is willing to give up his body, give it to a war veteran, and move to the woman's body.
So doing a swapsie?
Yeah, you're doing a swapsie.
Oh, I'll be up for that. I pay for the NHS, and I won't particularly want that on the NHS, on my NHS bill.
Yeah, but you know. But you wouldn't mind that.
Well, no, but I've got to pay for it. So
yeah. Well, I mean, we pretty much have essentially socialism.
And anyway, people are saying that this guy's talking a load of shit because
yeah, but apparently it has been 40 years since the first monkey head transplant, and a similar operation on a mouse was recently successful in China.
China. They've not got as much going on in their heads as we are, have we? Have they?
Yeah, but
they're got
I don't know, between you
like
and
us.
A little mouse, I think that's pretty tight competition.
But anyway, there was a clinical professor of neurological surgery at the University of California who said, I don't believe this will ever work. There are way too many problems with the procedure. Trying to keep someone healthy in a coma for 4 weeks, it's just not going to happen. So, you know.
I think
and
it's...
The,
I
monkey,
think...
the monkey, Wayne, you're talking about, he survived for 9 days, but he died after his immune system...
But that was 40 years ago! Technology and medical science has improved.
Or maybe... You're a little monkey, so maybe you could give yourself to science now.
I think it's more I think it's more likely that we'll be able to download our brains into computers before we'll be able to do a head transplant. Don't you?
I just think this is brilliant for like anyone that, you know, like people that get like their body so riddled with cancer and stuff, and to be able to get rid of it and just get a new body, and that's just going to be brilliant if that's possible in
a
few years.
Speaking of cancer, I mean, now we're talking about medical stuff. Speaking of cancer, I put a new blog on the DSJNP.com about cancer in my blog section. So it's DV's blog. There's a like a TV show called Vice. It was actually I think it was one of my picks 1 week, but we may not have gotten to that yet, Ant. But it was done by HBO, and it's this one solid episode about cancer, and you guys know how I've been affected by cancer. About how they're coming up with these really ingenious ways to actually kill cancer to like a 90% kill rate in cancer people. And it's really, they use viruses to attack cancer cells. It's super fascinating. Please, if you guys get a chance, go see it. It's on the DV blog at DSJNP.com. The new DSJNP.com.
I think it's fantastic. And I think it's the biggest issue we face in the modern day. Mm-hmm. So why are all these scientists putting like lipstick on monkeys and stuff and dressing them up. Why aren't they all just putting their heads together?
Who's putting lipstick on monkeys?
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know where that came from.
Well, scientists put lipstick on monkeys, don't they?
What? No.
Do they?
Why?
Of course they do.
No, they do not.
Of course they do.
I've seen scientists give monkey fags and stuff, but not put lipstick on them.
Oh, that's different. Oh, I'll say giving them fags, but putting lipstick, you're talking ridiculous.
Why? Why did you go there, Wayne? You led him right to it. You might as well gave him a fucking cookie trail to your dick at this point. Because he just kicked you in it, you idiot.
Why there's been a scientific study on that as well.
I'm telling you. There's no monkeys getting... There's no scientists, legit scientists, putting lipstick on a fucking monkey.
Well, cosmetic scientists.
That's not scientists.
Of course they are.
No, they're not.
They're just testing products.
Yeah, they're just testers or whatever you want to call them.
The monkeys
just
because
they
testers.
Wear a white coat don't mean they're a scientist.
Oh, I used to read.
Does a monkey have a soul, Ant?
let me bring in a scientist here. Amy, you're a scientist. Come here. Come hither.
Right. Scientist Amy, do you put lipstick on monkeys?
Any last words anybody says anything about?
Putting lipstick on a monkey.
That's got to be a sexual position somewhere.
Like scientists.
All right, let's wrap this up. Anybody any last words on the head transplant?
It's not common practice anymore, but they used to do it.
Any last words on the head transplant, Ian?
I don't think it will be possible within 2 years, but it'd be cool.
2 years is
life changing if they could.
2 years is pretty. Yeah, that's pretty quick.
They've pretty much got to be doing it now for it to be done in two years.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, but just the fact that that could be possible is still mind blowing.
I definitely like all the possibilities, and like two old couples being in young bodies with old heads, just I find that very hilarious. that's all. Any last words?
Yeah, stop putting lipstick on monkeys and fight cancer, you fuckers.
Yeah, fuckers. This is my article, and I want to check. This might be a recurring segment for me.
Please don't let it be.
I was thinking this might be a recurring segment. This is from ifuckingloveScience.com, ILFScience.com. Two mysterious white spots observed on Sirius. To the bright white spots on Sirius that has puzzled astronomers for a decade is not one, but two spots the Darwin spacecraft has revealed. But astronomers remain bemused as to what the spots actually are. In 2003 and 2004, the Hubble Space Telescope took the highest resolution images of Sirius up to that point and revealed a spot on the surface that was distinctly lighter than anything else. However, nothing besides its location could be estimated, including how large the spot actually is. As dawn approached, it confirmed the spot's existence, but threw no figurative light on the topic. Now, however, as dawn readies to go into orbit around Sirius, photos are unprecedented clarity have split the spot into two marks of unequal size. The image also reveals that spots are similar and much brighter than might have been thought from the pale pixels previously observed. Quote, Sirius bright spot can now be seen to have a companion of lesser brightness, but apparently in the same basin, UCLA's Professor Chris Russell announced. This may be pointing to a volcano-like origin of the spot, but we will have to wait for better resolution before we can make such geological interpretations. When the image was taken February 19th, dawn was 64,000 kilometers, that's 29,000 miles, from the dwarf planet. The brightest spot continues to be small to resolve with our camera, but despite its size, it's brighter than anything else on Sirius. This is truly.
Can I just jump in?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Jump
it's
in whenever you want.
It's not serious.
Am I saying that wrong?
It's Ceres.
Ceres?
Ceres.
I've never heard that before. Ceres.
Isn't it a Greek god or something like that?
Yeah. Is that? I don't even. Is this? I thought this was a moon.
Yeah, but I think it's named after a Greek god.
Greek gods. Most of them are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. But despite its size, are brighter than anything else on Ceres. This is truly unexpected. This is truly unexpected and still a mystery to us, says Dr. Andreas Nathanius of Max Planck Institute for Solar System Research. While a few light patches may, while a few light patches may include smaller white spots can be seen elsewhere, it's not yet clear if these spots are unique or the largest of the widespread phenomena. Although the ice remains the most likely conclusion of the dots, no one knows why it should be concentrated at these two nearby locations. However, the fact that these spots, along with their suspected counterparts, are in a basin, maybe a crater, is possibly significant. Quote, during the course of the mission, the craters will enable us to take indirect look into the Ceres interior, Nathaniel says. His colleague Michael Schaefer explains, the way the impactors deform the dwarf planet's subsurface and the way the subsurface reacts to this long-time scales allow conclusions about the material hidden beneath the topmost layer. So it's probably not aliens.
I was going to say my head hurts. Probably lost me. You lost me when you said my article. But I've got the picture here.
Yeah, it looks interesting, doesn't it?
Are you sure it's not just someone like sneezed on the camera and gone, oh shit, I'm going to keep quiet about that. And like people are like analyzing just sneeze marks.
Nope. Nope, Wayne, they're not sneeze marks. Sorry.
To me, it looks like ice.
I don't know what it looks like to me, honestly. I really don't. I don't know if it looks... You think it's a reflection off the sun?
Yeah, onto the ice or something like that.
It's a lot of ice, isn't it?
But if you look at the bottom of the picture, it looks like there's loads of little white dots on there. So
yeah, they said there's loads of little white ones, but it's not nearly as prevalent as see the other ones on the other
brilliant.
Side.
Why would there is others of exactly the same thing, but they choose just to worry about two.
Well, yeah, because they don't know what the other two are.
Well, I'm gonna guess it's the same as the other little ones.
You think it's a whole thing of ice?
Yep, that's what I think. But why would an alien choose to live on a moon?
Maybe their planet blew up. I'm just trying to think. What's the closest thing to your planet? The moon.
Perhaps.
It's not bloody Moonraker.
Maybe it is.
Perhaps it's just Doctor Who having a day out on a moon.
Yeah, maybe it is. I'm just saying. I find this interesting. We're always talking about how statistically we have to see there has to be other people alive out there, other things alive out there.
Yep.
Do you know, you never know where you're going to find it, Ant.
I love science, you know. Don't get me wrong. And like the human transplant of the head thing was brilliant because they could try it. This just seems like analyzing something that's not there. Do you know what I mean? This just seems a bit science like this, just sort of. I'm glad they're looking out there trying to find stuff.
Trying to find something, man. Trying to find something different. Trying to find something new.
It's the people. I think it's more the people that annoy me that get excited about stuff like this when there is nothing at the moment to get excited about. Let them sort of find out. I feel like such a miserable old git. I'm sorry, everyone.
You should, because you are.
What do you think about astronomy, like Wayne? Do you like astronomy and things?
I think it's integral because I often worry about, like, if no one was looking for stuff out there, you could have like the planet crash. So I'm very grateful. So, this feels like Wayne facts.
The planet crash.
Yeah,
No one's driving our planet.
Oh, I know that, but admittedly, if we found out that there is a planet heading for us, there's not a great deal we can do about
planets are not going to be heading towards us. Mate.
But what happened if the wind changes direction?
What? What did you just say to me? Did you just say what happens when the wind changes direction?
You telling me Armageddon can't happen?
It can't happen unless we bring it on ourselves.
Anyway, there's no wind in space, so...
Yeah, Wayne, there's
I,
no...
I, that was a joke. Oh, I'm not okay. That stupid. All right. But no, I'm glad that...
Oh, you never know, Wayne.
I'm sort of glad that there's like they're looking out there and the stuff that they can find and even develop this world from looking outside of it. Brilliant. But I just, little stories like this, that's not a story.
Okay. All right. You say so. I just found it interesting. I always find that stuff interesting, especially when it's like reported by real science instead of like, you know, crazy people, like ancient alien people.
Yeah, but they have like Sunday marathons on History Channel, so it's fine.
You'd fuck your uncle. Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're a cock sucking ass licking uncle fucker. You're an uncle fucker. Yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
What do you expect? They're Canadian.
And give us your story this week, my man.
Okay, so we've had a story on medical science, a story on astrology, and me with my 10-year-old brain, I'm doing a farts in a jar joke. Yeah.
This is my thing that I was thinking about when you sent me this story, is that that in particular person that's on our website, the dschnp.com website, the DRG, yep. Detour, he always credits me of being the one that takes the show to a filthy edge, when really, it's you.
Not really. I wouldn't say that.
I think it is, yeah. I mean, read your story.
Okay, so this is about a kickstarting company. So, obviously, there's a website called Kickstarter, and you can put in your ideas, and people can buy into your ideas, and you can earn some money from it. Now, these people have been invited to invest up to $10,000 in a bizarre business that sells bottled farts. So this is a guy called Ron Stanton who's pitching this on Kickstarter for cash, as he needs to set up his flatulence flogging venture. The Pasadena-based businessman claims he has a host of stinky vapors on offer from across the world. Fancy a light-hearted Irish fart or a rough-and-tumble Australian fart? How about a whimsical little Portuguese fart? He writes on the fundraising page.
All right, it's not that funny.
Whatever your flatulent fancy, we have farts to fill your senses, he adds. Investors who pledge just $9 are rewarded with one fart in a jar from a nationality of your choice. What if you chose somewhere like Papua New Guinea, you know? But anyway. Those willing to cough up $500 or more will be sent a gag reflex inducing 80 jars containing gaseous matter from around the world. So there you have it. So there's about 10 days left until the deadline, and it looks unlikely that he's going to raise all the money he needs.
How much has he had so far?
Well, so far he's raised $115.
$115?
Which is about 1.15% of his desired total. There are also doubts as the credibility of the entire project, with Stanton himself admitting on his bio page, "My only real skill in life is not taking myself too seriously." So he's a video game worker who says he's helped bring many iconic titles, including Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto, to market over the last two decades. But
Wait a minute. Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto are made by completely different companies.
Yes, I know.
All right, just checking.
But yeah, one's Rockstar and one's someone else.
So this is apparently a joke.
This is a joke that basically I wanted to talk about Kickstarter ventures.
Yeah.
Because there's been other ones. There's another one that was about goats, when you can buy $7 and he'll send you a picture of a goat. And he wants to raise money for goats, apparently. So yeah, it's just I wanted to ask you, if you had a Kickstarter company, what would your Kickstarter company be?
It would not be collecting farts in jars. It would not be that one.
Well, it's easy money.
If I had a Kickstarting company, it would probably be this one. It would probably be the one we're in now. I mean, really.
But what would you give back in return? What would be your little reward for them investing in you?
Yeah,
you've got to give a signed picture of Devil Van isn't going to cut it.
That's not going to cut it? That's a good question, Wayne. Okay, let's say.
Did you hear what TLC done to promote their latest album?
TLC, the band?
Yeah, the two remaining members. They've actually done different things, like you get to spend a day in a studio with them. If you invest $1,000, if you'll get a thing. To the point, if you invest up to like $30,000 or something, you get to spend the night with either of them, like a slumber party.
Oh, whoa.
I know.
Well, those girls, those chicks are fat now. They're like fat moms.
But still, I wouldn't want to be bought to spend like a night in some random person's house.
If I invest, could I chase some water? Falls with them.
I was gonna say that, damn it. I was gonna say that.
Let's talk about sex as well. Was that them? No, that wasn't them.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
That's so, nice what song. Would your reward for investing?
Hang on one second. Wayne, Ant, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
Are you using scissors or something?
No. Why?
You sure?
Yeah.
Wayne, you using scissors or something?
I'm lying in bed. I don't have scissors in bed.
Why would I be using scissors?
What are you doing? What are you doing, Ant, right now? What are you doing? I hear something.
Looking up TLC, let's talk about sex. And it is them.
Okay. It is them?
Yeah, looks that way.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about me.
If my internet worked. Was you hearing this by any chance?
Yes. What is that?
That's my pen.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right. So.
Salt and pepper. It was salt and pepper.
Oh, it was salt and pepper. Yeah, it wasn't. Okay. It wasn't. Okay.
No, it wasn't TLC.
Yeah, it wasn't TLC. It was salt. I thought it was salt and pepper. Push it. So let's say $1 to $100, and this is what we're going for, right? If I was going to do a Kickstarter, I would kickstart like a studio for us is what I would do. That's what I would do. Like a legit studio we go to every day. We put
it might be difficult since we're in England and you're in
I was gonna America. Say how does that benefit us?
Well, no, I mean, whatever money we collect that's extra that doesn't go for the studio would be to move you guys here.
So I've got to move my family just because we built a studio.
Well, yeah.
I don't think my credentials would get a green card to the States.
Well, okay. Well, it'd
be easier for you to come here, really.
Well, then it's really not. Then my Kickstarter would be to move you guys here. That's my Kickstarter.
Yeah, well, my Kickstarter wouldn't be to, I don't know. I don't know what my Kickstarter would be, actually. Recording studio is a very good one.
Isn't it? It's a good one, right?
I'd love a little recording studio.
I know.
But it'll have to be between Cambridgeshire and Suffolk, and then we'll have it, because there's two of us. So yeah.
Fuck you.
We outvote you.
No. 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 No, we're split. It's a split now.
Yeah, it's a 50-50 split now.
It's a 50-50 split now.
I told you you should have taken the 51%.
I should have taken the 51%. The 50.5% is what I should have taken. Then you could have had the 25.5.
But yeah.
Yeah, a studio would be nice. I think moving you guys here would be cool. Like, not like here, like we can move you to like an actual decent city somewhere.
I'm in the process of trying to do it, mate.
Eventually we're going to start a Patreon account is what we're going to do for the actual network. So that we're going to be, if anybody wants to donate to Patreon for us, I mean, they can donate per episode. And they're going to get like special behind the scenes stuff. They're going to get the little...
like what?
Like all the
make
Skype...
Make a picture of Vamp.
All the Skype conversations that we have.
I trimmed my pubes and stuff in the bath. Oh, I can send them out.
Please don't send them
out. Whoa. You trimmed them in the bath?
Yeah.
Were you actually in a bath?
Yeah.
Like with standing water?
So you're floating in your pubes?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but
I was holding it, cutting it, and then putting the hair back on the side of the bath. I was a bit freaked out that there was like a little hairy beast sitting on the side of the bath.
This is what you would get for your fucking Patreon, guys. This is the conversations that we have off air that Wayne just brought on air.
But Wayne, what I do is, right, I trim the pubes in the around the toilet.
Yes,
so
just yes, in the toilet, yes.
And then I have a little shave around the toilet
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Then I get in the bath and finish up in the
bath. Yes, thank you, Ant. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what
you're supposed to do. But that involves like standing and stuff. I get to lay in the bath.
Standing and stuff? Did you just say standing was difficult?
Wayne, that's disgusting. Like, trimming fully in the bath is a bit gross. Open your mouth in the bath.
Wayne, we know you have a hairy bush, but I mean, like, how much do you
Claire
trim?
Claire does the same. So is she a freak as well, then?
She lays in the bath and trims her bush.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
puts,
a freak.
Like little lines of hair down the side of the bath. Like, not down the side, but.
Enough. Right. Wayne, what would your kickstarting company be?
Shaving in the bath.
Fucking hell.
A bath hoover that could suck it all up.
There you go. Yeah, Wayne.
Fucking hell. Oh, ill now.
Jesus. I did when I was wiping up with my towel and stuff. Claire did go, you've got a pube on your chin.
So
let's do this.
All right, let's do this with these high-class gals we got tonight. Yeah. Here's your surprise, Cerebral Satire listeners. Sunday we have All Wine Aside with us, don't we, Charlie?
Yeah.
Woo!
Got Sloan?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Sounds so excited.
The fuck?
I'm you sound here. Like I'm this present. Is,
oh, I guess Sloan's the equivalent to Wayne on our show, huh? Huh, Ann?
No. No.
Every show needs one.
Wait, what was that, Sloan? Say that again, Sloan.
I said, I know how to masturbate.
You don't try to put it back in once it comes out?
No.
Okay, all right.
You have to listen to that episode.
Don't Dude. Take it, Wayne. Don't take it from
yeah,
him.
Yeah, don't take it, Wayne.
No, just seriously. Let them give enough rope to hang themselves, and then I'll be on.
Yeah. I don't ever see you being on any female ever. And then we have Brooke. What's up, Brooke?
What's you? Up is Brooke needs another beer.
Oh, go get
Can
one.
Can I go get us beer? Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, go get a beer. Get a beer. We always get a beer. We got no rush here. And what are we doing with the ladies tonight?
Well, we're going to do, because you keep slagging All Wine Aside off.
I do.
And I keep getting labeled with being slagging them off. Yeah. Well, I mean, don't do any slagging off.
Well, we are partners.
Because I'm the English gentleman.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And I'm the good looking one.
I don't know about that.
And I'm the intelligent one.
And you're the not single one.
Exactly. Well, so,
that's
you
a
know.
Shame. Mm.
So, but anyway.
It's really not. Trust me. Amy talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm basically an arsehole.
You are.
But we're going to do a quiz, men versus women. So, and not just men versus God. Women. Jesus. Cerebral Satire versus All Wine Aside.
Yes! Except I get fucking Wayne as a partner.
You've got Wayne.
Oh.
And you get the two smart chicks, Charlie.
Well, okay.
And it's also a free versus two.
Kick some ass.
So it's Sorry. Really like a 3-2.
Yeah, it is. Because we have to have somebody, you know.
We don't need 3. We've got enough knowledge between the two of us. We're fine.
Oh, it's on now, bitches.
Right, tall.
Well, I mean, you've got Wayne, which is, well, I mean, he's Wayne. You've got Vamp, which is, you know, it's Vamp. That's what I'm saying. And then you have Charlie, and you got Sloan, and you got Mama Brooke. There you go.
Mama Brooke? Mama
Brooke. Sounds like Mama Bear.
Yeah, Mama Bear, Mama Brooke. That's what I'm talking about right there.
There you go.
There you go. But anyway, so the quiz is going to be, I'm going to be asking the girls true or false questions on basically around men.
Okay.
And famous men at that. So I'm going to ask you a question. It will be either true or false about a particular man. Okay. And likewise for the boys, but in reverse. It'll be
I'm
about.
Suck at
I'm
this.
So bad at me.
It's okay. Guys, just trust me. I'm good at this.
Okay.
Bring on the vaginas. 50-50, Wayne. We can't get it right. Can't get it wrong. 50-50, man.
Okay.
All right.
You ready? Right. Yes. So obviously, ladies first.
What?
Obviously,
right.
Ladies first.
Oh,
all right,
fine.
But should we play the quiz?
We're gonna play the quiz.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do that weird voice again on the quiz. Let's play the quiz.
We need a we need a tune for the quiz.
We do need a tune. I'll put a tune in the back.
What?
I don't have one. You got a tune?
Well, no. Just do one now.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Hang on. Let me do it.
We can do it for you.
We're pretty good at making tunes.
I got some making tunes. You guys got a whistle?
No, we're gonna beatbox.
Oh yes, please. Oh yes, please do that right now.
Did you guys not listen to episode 10? We beatboxed at the end of episode 10.
No,
I think we had 2 bottles of wine though too.
Yeah, exactly. That. Let me have one more beer and I'll start beatboxing again.
Please have that beer quickly.
Let's just move along with the game.
Ant, you want to beatbox a little bit, Ant? I know you can beatbox. Yeah, you can beatbox. You're a beatbox master.
I am, but no, I won't.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'll just do the question. We can add it later.
A little tip of the dick. That's fine. That's tease a little bit. Yeah, right. I can do this. Go ahead.
Tell me when you're recording.
I haven't stopped.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Yep, it's all included, stopped. Baby.
All non-aside. I don't know what that means, but there you go.
Right, anyway, let's start the quiz. So, ladies, are you ready to play the quiz?
I got some music going. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you ready, ladies?
Yes.
We're ready.
Born ready. Dude, they were silent. They're definitely ready. They're like, never quiet on their podcast.
We're focused.
They're super focused. All right.
So, ladies, your first question is, this is, so I just want true or false. Sir Paul McCartney's middle name is James. True or false? And you can confer it amongst yourselves.
I feel like it's true.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's true also. Charlie, you want to give us a third on that?
Paul. James, you said?
Yeah.
I'm going to say true as well.
It is?
All right.
Is it true?
It's wrong. He's Paul McCartney's middle name.
It's wrong.
What is it? What is Ant?
It's Paul.
It's Paul.
It's Paul. Oh, yeah, it is Paul.
So there you go.
So Paul is the middle name.
Yeah.
His middle name.
Well, that's a trick question. That's not fair at all.
So what's his first name then?
Oh, James. She's already talking about
it's
being
James
fair.
Paul McCartney.
Oh.
What the fuck is this quiz?
Don't. Oh.
Yeah, I thought this was for fun, not to like trick us.
There we go.
Jesus.
They've started already.
So we know how you roll now. Yeah. Good.
A few questions for you guys.
All right.
Already. Jesus Christ.
Women.
We didn't even get one right yet, and they're already calling a foul, dude.
I know.
The fuck? They haven't given us a chance already. It's like, fuck you, you dickhead. God damn it.
This is bullshit.
You're cheating asses.
Fuck no. Right, boys, you ready for your question?
Yes.
I thought I was until then, but I know, right? I'm a bit scared.
I'm a little scared. I am too.
You're going to be scared to get them right. But, right. So Queen Victoria proposed to Albert, not the other way around. Is that true or false?
Wayne, you got me on this. Wayne, I don't fucking know that.
True.
You going true?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Wayne says.
Okay, true it is.
Yes!
Boom!
Damn it.
Are these all British questions?
Yeah, seriously.
One.
That's because we're probably going to get a lot wrong if they are. We're like all the way over here in Canada.
One,
they're not
two.
All British bloody questions, right?
Eight,
zero.
Oh, shit.
Ladies, your second question, and yes. This guy is definitely not British.
Okay.
Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, was afraid of the dark. Is that true or false?
I hope that's true.
No, I think it's false.
Is it? Okay, so we'll go false. I kind of hope it's true, but I don't.
You're going false.
Yeah, we're going to go false, I think.
You're,
Charlie?
You're wrong again.
Oh, fuck, shut up. Wait, does it count that I didn't answer yet?
No. You guys need to take your time. There's no time limit, so you just take your time, and you got it wrong. Oh!
Okay, I have to go with a majority, and two of you said no.
Yep.
So it was just true. He was afraid of the
disgusting,
dark.
Disgusting, though. Weren't we?
Should we say final answer?
Yeah, say final answer.
Like,
final,
like a buzzer?
Okay.
Give him another one, Ant.
No, I'm not giving you another fucking one. I'm a quiz master. Fuck you.
All right. Jesus.
We'll take the show.
Don't get him upset.
Don't try to make us win here. Come on.
Right, boys.
Yes.
Pocahontas died from smallpox. Is that true or false?
Pocahontas died from smallpox.
Pocahontas, did you say?
Yeah, you guys didn't know. You guys didn't say that when you were kids.
I want to poke her hot ass.
Yeah, you guys didn't say that when you were kids. We did.
No.
Yeah, Pocahontas.
What is that? What he said?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas died of smallpox.
Apparently,
oh, someone's just got it, ain't they?
Apparently, that's Brooke's childhood nickname.
Not childhood. Oh my god, that's horrible. Pocahontas as a child?
Oh, is that what you said?
Are you? Are you a feather? Are you a feather Indian?
I have some blood in me.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, so
does it everybody?
So do we all.
Okay, so
I got that.
I think Brooke's and I'm pretty sure Brooke's the Wayne of the group. Nuts.
Oh my god!
I have a little blood in me.
There should be some. My great grandmother was native.
I'm gonna say
drop
true.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Wayne, do you think true as well?
Can we just move on with these quizzes while you're insulting me, or
we know sold it. Yeah, we know.
Which I guess in consequence, I kind of insulted Wayne by saying
you kind of did.
Hey, I insulted me by calling you. You guys need yours.
Was it true or was it false?
We don't know yet.
Wayne.
Because Wayne ain't answering.
I don't remember.
Hey.
Wayne,
I'm not going to answer because I don't know this one. So if Vamp gets it wrong, I'm going to show
it. Vamp, you're saying true.
True.
And you are right to say
yes!
true.
Well done, boy. I had faith in you.
Two so at the moment, it's 2-0. It's 2-0 at the moment.
Satire up by 2. All wind down by 0.
We're going to have you on the show. We'll make up the questions.
Yeah, seriously. See how you'll answer those.
It's 50-50 guess.
Okay. Yeah, but I would have guessed yours right.
Oh, okay.
I have not discussed this with the boys and given them the answers and things. Okay. So, your third question is, Michael Jackson had a pet python called Crusher. Is that true or false?
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Why would you know this?
Yeah, seriously. I'm going to say false. I'm going to go with false.
Sure.
I wait.
Crusher? That doesn't sound like a name Michael Jackson would name something.
He'd probably have like a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Didn't he name him? Wait, ladies.
A kid boy.
Ladies.
Pet boy. Bubbles.
He named a monkey Bubbles.
Monkey?
Yes, his monkey was named.
We're not that far off. We said a pet boy. Monkey's like what, one like chromosome off from that?
Yeah, seriously.
A pet boy would be kind of terrible.
This is crazy.
Welcome to All Wine Aside, Wayne.
Our answer is false.
True. I'm gonna say true.
What?
Why not?
A python?
Michael Jackson.
For me, it's not about the python. It's about the name. Like, that's such like a...
Okay, fine.
Right.
False. Pressure? False. Fine.
It's false.
Right, your final answer is false.
Oh, yeah!
No, I asked you, is your final answer false?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have to say final answer, ladies. Final answer.
Apparently, this beer is getting...
It's true.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
You must have heard his pet Crusher got, you know, python got him in trouble. So.
No.
Apparently, you have to listen to Charlie, guys.
That's a really bad joke.
I heard little boys got him in trouble, but not...
Yeah, his python got him in trouble. That's what we said.
Python.
So, after three questions, they've got zero. But, boys, over to you. Mm-hmm. So your third question. We get 10 each on this, so there is more than enough time to come back, girls.
Oh, no. All right.
So, boys, Meryl Streep has had 18 nominations for Best Actress at the Oscars. Is that true or false?
False.
Do you want to go with false, Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go with false. I'll go with false.
Very quick with that one, Wayne. Mm-hmm. And you're right to say false. She's had...
That's far too many.
She's had 15, though.
Wow, only 3 off.
Oh, yeah. Shit. That's amazing. I might have shot my load a bit too prematurely.
Yeah, you did. As normal.
That's normal.
I'm actually not surprised about that. I was going to go with true on that because she is an amazing actress.
Well, she's sucking someone off at the Oscars, I think. Oh, wow. She's
That's a lot of people to suck off. You got to go through almost the entire
15
Hollywood
of them, probably.
Yeah, 15. Yeah, fucking
she could be in any fucking movie and get nominated. So well,
it's not, you know, it's not like sucking off your, you know, brother-in-law or nothing. But I'm just saying.
What? He hit you hard there.
That doesn't matter.
She deserved
that one. True.
Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Next one for the girls.
All right.
Yeah.
It's 2-0 right now,
three.
Right?
No, it's 3-0.
They got it right?
Yeah.
The last one?
It's 3-0. 3-0. So, girls.
I love how it's like, really?
Jesse,
they got it right?
Jesse Owens won 5 gold medals at the 1936 Olympics in Berlin. Is that true or false?
Who the fuck is Jesse Owens?
1936, really?
Did you just say who the fuck is Jesse Owens?
He's a runner. Yeah. He's a runner.
From Britain?
Yes. No,
are you
with all those British questions?
What?
It's a Black History question. Look up Jesse Owens.
No, but
don't look
he,
up Jesse
wait,
Owens.
I want to see. Is he British? Is he American?
He's
like,
American.
What is he?
He's an American black man.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
So Jesse Owens, who is an American black man, who and it wasn't very good to run back then, especially in Berlin, because it's Nazi times. He won. Did he win 5 gold medals at the Olympics in Moscow and Berlin?
Okay. False.
You know what? I'm going to say false because back then there wasn't as many competitions. Like there weren't like now you have 100 meters, 200 meters. No, but I'm thinking back then there was maybe like 10 races and now there's like 35. They keep on adding. So 5 medals. Medal seems like a lot, even if you did win any.
Okay,
and also
false.
1936. Okay, so yeah, let's go false. I'm not going to get into it. Okay,
and
are talking out of my ass. False.
And
you're
it's,
right.
It's, oh,
we're right.
Wow, they got it.
You're
right
to say false. He won.
Yes! We won one.
They don't care how many you won. They don't care. They do not care how many he won.
So did he win anything, this guy?
Yeah, he won 4 gold medals, not 5.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so that was like fucking trick question, though.
How is that a trick question?
Because how are you supposed to know how many gold medals someone won like 75 years ago?
You're not. That's
why it's called a
very
quiz.
Clever you are.
Sloane is a sore loser. Don't worry about it.
You get the fucking question right and she moans at me.
Okay, just move along. Let's keep going.
Boys, here's a trick question for you.
All right.
You can't say it's a trick question.
Well, they're all trick questions, aren't they? Apparently.
Clearly, yes.
Where did you find this quiz? It's such a bullshit quiz.
Oh, wow. Wow. You guys are insulting Anna's quiz. He worked so hard on this quiz.
It's lovely. It's lovely.
Oh, it's handmade?
Oh, I'll tell you now, listeners, this is the first and fucking last quiz I do on Dreadstar.
Did I not apologize before coming on this podcast?
She did. She actually did. Yeah, she actually did.
Right, boys.
Yep.
Billie Holiday's real name is Millie Faraday. Is that true or false?
True.
There is a thingy. I'm going to go true as well.
True.
You're incorrect.
Damn it.
Her real name is Eleonora Fagan.
God damn it, I knew that.
Wow.
Well, you fucking didn't, did you?
No, I didn't.
Sure you did.
So yeah. So after four questions, it's now 3-1. So they're clawing back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go to the girls. Girls. Yeah. Elvis Presley was inducted into the U.S. Army in 1958. Is that true or false?
Honestly, true.
I think it's true.
Yeah, I think it's true.
It
also.
Was after he started being a musician and whatever.
Yeah. Is that your final answer?
Okay. Fine. True.
Yeah. Okay. You're right to say true.
Yes. Yes!
I swear, if they lose this quiz, it's going to be fucking hell.
I'm telling you. Oh, yeah! My Skype is going to shut the fuck down. It's bullshit!
Right, boys. Hey. Oprah Winfrey got her first radio job at 22. Is that true or false?
Oh. I thought I'd have been younger than that.
You think so? Younger than that? That's pretty young. Mm.
I'm going to go false, but it's up to you. Right, no, that's just purely a guess.
No, we're going with Wayne. False.
Wayne's completely right, because it is false, and she was a lot younger than that. She was 19 when she got her first radio job.
Hey, Wayne, can you come take a quiz for me, please, if you could? That'd be great, because you're fantastic at this.
I did try telling you that I actually had good record on second shift, but no one believes me. I'm just going to sit here and wallow.
He's crying right now. He's crying, ladies. Right. Now.
Okay. So, girls, over to you for your sixth question. Michael Keaton was originally offered the role of Edward Scissorhands. Is that true or false?
Huh. Hold on. Movie.
I don't know.
When was Edward Scissorhands? It was like 1993?
Sounds about right, yeah.
And then,
I didn't even know that.
When was Michael Keaton Batman? Was it after or before that? Like, I feel it was like...
I don't know. That's Wiki, Michael.
I don't know why I'm like connecting.
You can't Wiki. You can't like Wiki. I heard that.
It's not going to tell me if he had the role or not, but I just want to know like what he did when.
I feel like saying no because he would have been like too old.
I want to say no, though. I kind of feel like it was always supposed to be Johnny Depp, right? No?
Yeah, but Johnny Depp was very young back then. Like, I feel like it's like a for young, and I feel not that Michael Keaton was old, but I feel like he was older.
Who directed Edward Scissorhands, ladies?
Sorry?
What?
Who directed Edward Scissorhands?
Tim Burton. Come on.
Okay.
Like, I know that.
So I would say no. I would say no.
False. I'm going to say false. I want to believe Johnny.
Is that your final answer? False.
Yeah.
Charlie, yeah.
Okay, you're correct to say false.
Woo! Yes. All right.
Good thing I didn't answer on that one.
It's good that you said who directed it, because Tim Burton loves Johnny Depp.
Yep, that's where they met.
Yeah, and they've worked together like so many times after that.
Yes, see.
And they've been a happy couple ever since.
That's why Sloan's my favorite.
Okay, boys, this is your sixth question. Gillian Anderson was born in Chicago, Illinois. Is that true or false?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, man, I should know this because Gillian Anderson is really
Because you perv.
I know.
Come on, where have you stalked her? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I've talked about Gillian Anderson every day of this Cerebral Satire episode. Chicago. Yeah, okay. The Jeopardy theme can go both ways. I'm going to say true. That's true.
You're going to go true? Is that your final answer?
She seems like a Chicagoan, yeah.
Okay, you're right to say true.
Yes!
What do you mean she seems like a Chicagoan?
They have a sort of demeanor.
What, they've got pizza around their mouth?
No, they've got Dan's ass around their mouth.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Right, girls, you're going to hate this question. I'm sorry, right? But...
Oh, boy.
What's the score right now? Is it like 5-3 or something?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
3? Yep, 5-3. 5-3.
Okay. Right. Look at Sloan. Sloan checking with the score, Ant.
Yeah.
See her. She looks like a freaking football player right now. She's ready.
She's a contender.
Well, this one might fuck you up a little bit, but okay. So, did Vladimir Putin replace Boris Yeltsin as Russian president? Is
that true? That's like a really long time ago because he's been there for years.
It was 1999.
That's a long time ago. It's forever ago. 1999. Lost in the memory of children and... Look it up. Go ahead. Look it up some more. Don't be cheating.
I have no clue.
I don't know anything about the presidential
crowd. I only know
crowd.
Russia politics, under so. Putin.
Under Putin. it's not Putin, Charlie.
She even done that with a Russian accent.
I know.
French.
It's kind of...
That it's was not cringe, but whatever.
Sloan, it's on you.
It's not Putin, Charlie.
Okay, can you repeat the name of the guy? The other guy? The other Russian dude?
Yeah, it was Boris Yeltsin.
I want to say no.
You're going to say no. Is that your final answer?
No. I don't know. What do you think? Come on, girls. Help me.
Seriously. I really don't know anything about this.
I'm like looking at you like you're alone.
Okay, no. Okay. No, it's false.
No, I want to say true. Okay,
what
no.
What are you going with?
Take the answer because she's cheating.
Okay, right false, 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 false.
You're going false. The answer's false. True. I'm afraid.
I know.
Yeah. For Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's Boris Yeltsin and then you know Vladimir, whatever.
For 16 years.
Yeah.
Damn politicians.
Damn politicians.
Boys.
Yep.
Anne Frank was executed at a concentration camp at age 15. Is that true or false? So she was executed at a concentration camp
That's
age 15.
That's way too easy.
That's I feel like way too easy. Easy.
Wayne, I thought she was killed in the house.
I thought she died in the house.
So what are you going with? Are you going with true or false?
False.
False.
You can... So you're right to say false, but for the wrong reasons.
Oh, she was killed somewhere else?
No, she was at a concentration camp, but she died of typhus.
So, we'll take it. Fuck
yeah,
it.
I'll take it.
So you're right. You're right by default, really.
Well, I mean, it's just it's true or false. You didn't ask for an actual way she died.
Well, no,
I'll take default,
executed.
Mate. Default. Yeah. Really?
No, you just take the default and fuck off.
Right. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Girls, this is your eighth question. You pretty much need to.
you need to get these right, or else it's over.
Yeah, you need to get every one of them, unless you're out, basically. All right. So Emil Jannings was the first Best Actor Oscar winner. Is that
Who
true?
Who the fuck is that?
Well, I can tell you, he was probably white.
He is it even a he?
Sidney Poitier was like the first black guy.
What's the name again?
Emil Jannings.
Jannings.
Was he the first Best Actor Oscar winner?
True. I don't know.
You going true?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if that was true, like that we would have heard this name before, and this name means nothing to me.
Yeah, but that was 80 something years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you like randomly hear about
like,
this?
The first of something, the first Oscar winner.
I love their idea of time.
No, I have no idea. No, false.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
False?
Are you going true or false?
False.
False.
Final answer.
Well, now you're making me doubt it. By the way, you said that.
I'm being Who Wants to Be a Millionaire guy. I'm just. Is that your final answer?
My heart's saying false.
Okay. False. Let's just do false. Fuck.
You should have gone true. You're wrong, I'm afraid.
Sorry, shit, guys. We lost.
So do you want to carry on or not? Because I think
let's let them try to make up there. Do you have a
the last one will count for 5 points.
Yeah, do you have like a point system or something? Do you have like a bonus?
We'll do
or
the last one for 5 points. All right.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Right, boys.
Yep.
Serena Williams has won the most female tennis grand slams. Is that true or false?
Why don't you give us a question?
They get Serena Williams questions.
It's Oscar awarding Serena Williams.
Is
come
it,
on.
Why is it false, Wayne? Is it her sister?
It's Martina Navratilova, whoever her face is.
Navratilova? You're from fucking England, and I can say it better than you can.
Oh yeah, because we're so close. We speak Czechoslovakian, you fucking retard. Don't
Hey, I'm not talking to you, host. You be quiet. I'm talking to my partner.
Fucking England.
You think it's Serena Navratilova? All right, I'm going with Wayne. False.
You're going with Wayne.
Yep.
Again, you're correct, but for the wrong reasons again.
Who is it?
Because Navratilova has won 18. Serena Williams has won 19. Steffi Graf's won 22. But the most is Mary Court on 24.
Mary Court.
Near enough
so
there.
Again, you're right. But for the right
yeah, we're only like five off, Wayne. Yeah, we're fine.
Right, girls, this is your ninth question out of 10.
Okay, go ahead.
They're gonna kill me. They're gonna kill me, Vamp, for these questions.
Fuck, man. You're already dead.
We'll get you back in our quiz.
Your Twitter is fucked.
Right. Fuck off. Right.
I'm going to hashtag your ass like never before.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's so scary.
I might like so no, I might you might like that, Aunt.
Hashtag I'm not into fetishes.
Hashtag your ass. No, but you right. But you do like fingers up the bum. So a hashtag might be good.
Is that what a hashtag is?
I don't know. It could be.
Well, that's an ass tag, not an hashtag.
An ass tag.
But anyway, the money Albert Einstein won for his Nobel Prize, he gave away to a homeless child. Is that true or false?
I hope that's true.
I hope it's true.
I hope that's true.
I feel like it'd be like something he would do.
Right.
Why? Because you know him so well?
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
Do you know?
No, like he was like...
Did your sister marry him, Sloan? Do you know him that well?
No, but I feel like he's a... You know, as scientists, they're
yeah. They don't invent plagues or anything. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on. Pessimist.
You know, he's so smart. Maybe he was actually really mean. I don't know. Right. What do you guys think?
Have you ever heard of anybody say Einstein was a douchebag?
I thought he beat his wife.
What? You thought what?
See?
Didn't he beat his wife?
No, that was Stephen Hawking.
That was Hawking. Oh. Hawking.
I want to say true, but that's not backed up by anything.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false as well.
Okay, so let's go false.
I feel
last time I made a decision.
He might be sweet, but I feel like, you know, you're a scientist. You're going to use money for something.
So your final answer is false, yeah?
It's false.
Yeah.
You are correct to say false.
He actually,
the money he actually won, he gave to his ex-wife as a divorce settlement.
No way.
Poor guy.
Told you he beat his wife. I told you that. Didn't you say that?
So yeah, there you go.
Was that worth 5 points?
No.
No.
I was hoping.
Right, boys, over to you.
Hi.
Valentina Treshkova.
What?
Yeah.
What? Exactly. So if I gave this one to the girls, they'd fucking go mental. But, so Valentina Treshkova was the first woman in space. Is that true or false?
That's false.
You going false?
Yep, I'm going false. Wayne?
Well, you sort of stood up to attention there, so yeah, I sort of quick, go with you. Yeah.
I personally knew the first captain that went to space. Female captain that went to space.
Personally
I thought
knew?
You said the first cat that went into space.
No, Wayne, I didn't know the first cat that went into space. I personally knew the first female captain that went into space.
You're going true or false?
False. I'm going false. That's not...
Okay, you're wrong, because it's true.
Wow.
Oh, well done.
I said I knew the first captain. I didn't say I knew the first president.
Fucking hell, you knew her, though. You knew Swazzle-a-flop-a-flop with us.
No, I said I knew the first female captain in space.
Right, so after the first 9 questions, the boys are winning 7-4.
Oh, my God.
But obviously, we've put it on, like, this one's worth 5 points each. Right? So number 10.
It's like you fucked my quiz.
But anyway, so girls, this is for 5 points. This will bring you to 9 points, all right?
Okay.
Exciting!
Alfred Hitchcock had no belly button as it was removed during surgery. Is that true or false?
I feel like I've heard this before. I feel like that's true. I don't know.
I don't know. You sound very sure.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard this before.
I've never heard that before.
No.
But I also never heard about anything before, apparently.
I don't know. I feel like I've heard that. Yeah,
okay, so...
But he's weird enough. He's weird enough that this is something that...
Like, I don't know.
Why is he weird?
Maybe that's why I'm thinking that,
He's weird. Wait, have you seen movies about his life? He was like one retard
fucker. I
used
to love watching his shows.
One retard. He's made
some of the... Was there a scene where he had his top off so then you could see his belly button or not?
No, I've never seen his torso, but I just feel like...
And she just called one of the best directors and writers of our era.
Yes, and I still... I can't appreciate his talent.
A retard?
He's a human... He had, okay, I'm going to say
strange. He was strange. He was a strange man.
I'm going to say
I want to say true, so.
Okay, I'll trust you guys. I don't know.
Are you going with true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right to say true.
My ears just bled.
Sorry.
I hit my eardrums.
Oh, so it doesn't work well with beer cans.
Ken,
jeez.
No, wait. Let's
this
do
is
it
why we drink wine usually. We're trying to chin.
So trying to cheer and it clunks.
Well, pressure's on, guys.
Chin.
Yep. So, boys, if you get this wrong, you've lost. Or if you get it right, you've won. All right.
I'll come down.
I can't see how the score is fair, but come on then.
I know. Wait.
Nice to the girls.
Right. Boys, Marie Antoinette was married to Louis XVI of France. Is that true or false?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
They're like Googling it right now because they
no,
don't
want to.
We don't cheat. We don't cheat. It's one thing we don't do is we don't cheat.
Killer Queen by Queen in my head now.
Marie Antoinette. Burnett was married to Louis the 16th.
That's what I want to know.
Fuck it, yes. True, who was, fuck it.
Wayne, who was Bloody Mary? Was that Antoinette?
I'm bloody no.
You don't know?
Bloody Mary was a British queen. We're talking France here.
Oh, I'm in a completely different country. It's all the same, really. I mean, come on.
What, they're all over there. Brilliant. Yeah, geography. Fantastic.
So hey, I know where Canada is. It's all that really matters.
True,
right,
and let's
do too true. Right. Yeah,
you're right to say.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah, one motherfucking point. Yeah.
I demand.
How about we make up a bonus question?
Oh, can we? Yeah, can we do a bonus?
What the fuck?
No, because if I do any more fucking questions, I'm going to go insane.
I'm sure you have one ready. Come on, Wayne.
Wayne? Oh, and oh, she called you Wayne. You're definitely not getting a question now.
No, but please, Ant, create a question.
Oh, listen to her voice. Listen to her voice, Ant.
I know, she's giving me a bullshit British accent. Ant can work on me.
Please, Ant, make it so I win. Please
do that for me.
We're the guests.
If you guys,
and you've just lost the quiz.
If you guys want, if you guys want to come up with it, we will be more than happy to come on and do a quiz with you guys. We'll be three, and two of you will be two of you, and then one of you will be an independent judge.
Somehow, I'm not feeling. That.
I'm not feeling this either. Yeah, I'm not feeling an independent judge either. No. I'm gonna name my independent judge right now. Sloan is my independent judge.
I'm the independent judge. So yes. I don't get to play? That's
yes. You,
Sloan
no,
sounds
you,
like she wants to play more than the others do.
Yeah.
No, but she doesn't get to play because she doesn't get. No, she doesn't get to play because she's so serious about it.
Yeah, just get an adjudicator. Get Old School to come on or something. And then
oh, that's perfect.
Have somebody else come on.
Perfect. Battle of the Sexes.
Old School. You're being called.
Yeah, you so bitch. You're being called. Let's go. Bring it up.
All right.
So well done, boys. For yep. Cerebral Satire and Mankind, you've won the quiz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For Penis Kind, we thank you.
I'm sitting here making an L sign on my head.
like Richard Hammond. Losers. No, where are you guys at? What's going on with All Wine Aside? You guys going out? You guys doing stuff? What's up with you guys?
What do you mean?
This is your chance to plug, ladies.
Clearly, we're not really good at this.
What do you mean, she says?
Charlie, go ahead. Do your thing.
I don't have a thing.
You do have a thing.
What do you want me to say? Come listen to us on All One Side, because clearly we're the best ones. That's
And you know what? I listened to your show, I think, yesterday, and I believe Aunt said that All One Side was a show for ladies. It's actually not.
Most of our listeners are males.
Yeah.
Actually, I think all of our listeners are males.
What? Wait. You guys start out almost every show talking about your UTIs and your periods. And
apparently the guys love it.
Aunt,
you guys need education. You need to know.
Oh, I know. But Aunt can't stand that shit. It makes him want to throw
We don't have...
I can speak for myself, but unfortunately, I'm having a piss. Oh,
I know you are.
Hold on. There was like one show where I talked about my vagina and my UTIs.
And it was only because it was
all
a
the
fact.
Other ones were like talking about like sex and shit.
What episode was that?
It was actually two shows.
Yeah, it's true. Kind of.
Yeah, you talk about UTI a lot.
Yeah.
Well, only have one, for Christ's sake.
It was so bad, I had to go to
the Was he? Sloan was.
I can't listen to that sort of shit because I'm a prude, you see.
He is a prude.
No, I'm the prude. Get it right.
Now you're owning to that title?
Well, that's the title.
If you got it, flaunt it, is all I'm saying. If you got it, flaunt it.
It's not much to flaunt about being a prude. But
yeah. Sloan, was your guy a smoker?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Okay.
I mean, sort of.
There you Why? Go. Because... I used to give my ex a UTI almost every time we had sex because I would use my saliva to...
That's actually not crazy.
No, it's not crazy because he spits on his dick all the time. No, I used to, I used to use my lube to lube what we were doing, and I used to be a smoker, and that's what caused her UTI all the time.
That just made it gross.
Well, that's what happens. It's
gross enough.
Gross.
It's when we stopped using that, we actually used like, you know, real lube or her lube. Actually,
you quit smoking.
Well, I just recently quit smoking. I quit smoking like a year and a half ago.
Or
so.
Just warm her up properly.
Anyways.
That was my problem, Brooke. I was doing my job correctly. Thank you.
Well, see, now we've solved the mystery.
There you go. Oh. Don't let him lick you or spit on you if he's smoking.
Well, he has a girlfriend now, so that's done. No, I'm not sad. Guys, come on.
Good. Yeah, come on down here, man. It's nice and warm down here.
Where are you guys?
The world's worst pickup in a bar.
Ant, where are you?
I'm in Cambridgeshire in England.
Cambridge. He's smart. Wayne, where are you?
She's going near you soon, aren't you?
Well, not so near.
So near, but
closer than here.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Glasgow.
That's pretty close.
Well, it's about 10 hours drive away.
it's not that close.
That's nothing in America.
Oh, fuck off with the bullshit America. When I was traveling, I'd speak to Australians and I'd be like, I live like six hours away. That's loads far. And that's all Australians ever say to you. Oh, that's nothing,
mate.
That's
nothing, mate.
That's fucking nothing. I do 24 hour bollocks. You fucking do it then. To me, that's a long time.
I do it all the time. That's like I'm getting ready to do it this week.
Country.
I'm getting ready to do it this week.
You drive to Atlanta. It's like a fucking hour away.
It's 2.5 hours.
Oh.
That's nothing. That's
it is nothing. You're right. It's nothing. You're absolutely right. It's nothing. I do day trips.
I drove to Florida once. It's 24 hours.
From where?
From Montreal.
Yeah. Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's 24, 26.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Why would you drive there?
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that's.
But
that's,
what was waiting at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, when you start getting past like 12, 13 hours, you start. It's too much.
Don't get me wrong. I've been on world's worst fucking bus journey. I've done a 24-hour bus journey in Vietnam, going into Thailand, in the back of a stinking hot bus with no air conditioning, with a load of chickens in the fucking back.
Why would you?
Wait! I've done that too.
Have you?
Yeah, I have. What do you mean? When I did my Asia trip?
Oh, right, I did the entire thing by bus.
It was wonderful.
And there were chickens there?
There was chickens, yes.
I love chickens.
Yeah.
I want chickens.
I want a pet chicken.
I did for eggs. I did my research. You can have them like anywhere. You just need to build a coop. It's amazing. Oh, Tom and I are getting some. It's like in our plans.
This is the most interesting conversation that I am ever going to have.
You heat the coop with like heat lamps.
My.
Yeah.
That went off. All right, then. This is not all line of sight, guys. You can't just go on a rant like that.
Yeah. That's exactly like what all line of sight is like. They get drunk. They talk about sex. They talk about their vaginas. They talk about chickens.
Apparently. This is what it is, boys.
But they're so cute.
What, chickens or
chickens?
Vaginas?
Chickens.
Well,
I mean, you can't get chickens without a big cock, though.
Ant, go ahead.
I said you can't get chickens without a big cock, though.
Oh!
So it does relate. All right.
Bravo.
It really doesn't.
Not perspective. Okay.
All right,
well,
ladies.
Thanks for having us on, guys.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. Pleasure. Tell us where you're at, real quick. Twitter handle, maybe a website.
You can reach us at All Line Aside or hashtag All Line Aside or hashtag AWA, or you can email us at hello@allwineaside.com. And we're on Facebook as well, All Line Aside.
With the Drunken Station.
The Drunken Station, where we answer all the tweets and questions and retarded comments.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Wayne, you got anything to say to the girls?
Yeah, it's been an experience.
We love you too, Wayne.
That's our Wayne.
I want to hear the second time you masturbated. Please tell me.
Do people remember?
That was kind of...
I was too freaked out for a while. I think that was a while afterwards before I did go back.
It's kind of sexy. Did you hear that, Anne? That was kind of... I want to hear the second time you masturbated. Okay, Charlie. We can talk about that next episode. Not a problem. We'll take care of that for you.
In the future, if you want, I can keep a diary and...
Charlie asked that question. Come on, that was Sloan.
Oh, sorry. That's why I was so sexy. I apologize.
Yeah. Charlie does not ask those questions.
You're right. Charlie doesn't ask. Charlie's a prude. What do you want me to do?
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Thank you, ladies, very much for joining us. Ant, any last words for the ladies?
No, thank you very much for coming on, girls. And hopefully, because I'm a big wine drinker, maybe you have me on one time.
We want you on, definitely.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. We'll have a date.
Love you. And what was the one you wanted us to buy? It was like Chateau Neuf or something?
Chateau Neuf de Pape.
All right.
Okay, we'll look for it for next episode.
I'll remember that. Yep.
It may be only available in England. That's a possibility.
No, it's a French fucking wine.
Just throwing it out there.
A wine called Chateau Neuve de Pape.
Hey, I got a lot of wine.
It's not going to be only available in England.
Hey, us United States people, we got a lot of wine around here that's not available in other places.
We have two different kinds of wine. We've got American wine and we've got that other sister wine.
Yes, I'm pretty certain you can get Chateau Neuve de Pape in America.
Chateau Neuve de Pape.
And Canada and everywhere else in the world.
Especially they're in Canada.
Yeah, we'll find it.
We don't get much in Canada.
No, we
we'll
don't.
Look for it.
You guys don't, you guys don't get much wine there?
What?
We have wine, but we don't have every kind of wine.
Oh, okay.
We have most kinds, We have most kinds.
Red, white, and rosé.
We have them all.
Chardonnay and a port. That's what I'm saying. Thank you, ladies, very much for joining us. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you guys had a good time. Hope you'll come back someday.
We did.
Thanks for
having
us.
Can you do something for us?
Depends on what it is.
Sing the Canadian national anthem.
Oh,
I heard you guys sing the other two. So
Ant. You know it, Ant?
I do not know that one at all. So
does it have anything to do with mooses?
No.
I know it goes oh Canada.
Yeah, that's all I really know.
You can practice it for next time. It's okay.
All right. We'll look it up next time. We'll sing it for you.
All right.
We'll sing it for you. Thank you, ladies, very much. All wine aside, guys, go listen to them on Attorney Tapas Network each and every week. They like to bring you a drunken podcast that they love. They start out really, really coherent, and towards the end, you just don't know. You really don't know what they're going to talk about because they're like four bottles in, honestly.
Bit like us, then.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely like us. Thank you, ladies, very much.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
And movie review
It's my reviews.
All right, Ant, what you got us for this week? You got your movie reviews going on. What'd you watch?
I watched two films this week, and so the first film I watched was Labyrinth.
Oh, Labyrinth. That's a childhood favorite of mine.
I'll give you my review on it. And
okay. All right, what's the other one?
And the other one was The Shining.
Oh, The Shining. That's a proper scary movie, dude. Like with Jack Nicholson and here's Johnny.
Oh, yeah, I got confused by that bit, but I'll tell you about that when I do my review.
Okay, all right.
So, which one do you want first? You want Labyrinth or Shining?
Let me give Shining first. Let me get Shining first.
You want Shining
first?
Yeah,
Shining.
Right, anyway, here's my review of The Shining. I hope you like it. There is this geezer, right? I think he's Jack Nicholson, who's a bit stressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe because his wife and kid are fucking weirdos, but either way, it made me root for him during the whole entire fucking movie.
Really? For the whole movie?
For the whole movie.
Wow, okay.
Now, because he's a bit stressed, mm-hmm. he goes to look after this hotel, which don't make sense to me.
No.
Because working in a hotel seems really stressful.
It's got to be very stressful, right?
Yeah. Mm. So this black dude keeps banging on about how this hotel is haunted or something, but no one seems to care because I think they might be a little bit racist.
Okay. Oh, it was about that time. Yeah, okay.
So anyway, Jack's been writing this book for ages now, and I hope Jack Nicholson never writes a Hollywood movie script, because when it pans into what he's been writing, it's just the same line over and over again. It looked a bit of a shit book to me.
Did it look bad?
Yeah.
I bet it did.
Now, this hotel is also supposed to be empty, but to me it seems really busy, as there's like these freaky little kids staying there, like little twin kids, but they could be Vamp and his brother, but I'm not sure. Also, every time he goes to the bar, it always seems really busy. And he also goes into this one room, and there's this naked chick in the bath. And she's like clearly been in the bath for way too long, because when she gets out, she's all wrinkly in that.
She is all wrinkly, yeah, you're right, yeah.
So anyway, Jack Nicholson starts going all mental, because his kid keeps chirping on about red rum or something. I don't know why this kid fucking likes racehorses so much, but he keeps banging on about it. It's enough to send any man fucking crazy, the little bastard.
Anyway,
the black bloke comes back, and Jack kills him in like 30 seconds, because he's such a racist.
Wow, okay.
And to me, that's the worst movie character ever, right?
Yeah.
Jack chases his wife and little kid around a lot. Right?
He does, a lot.
And he starts saying, here's Johnny, which really confused me, because his name is Jack in real life, and in the movie it's also Jack. So it just might be a mistake by him, and they missed it out on the editing on the film.
I think you might be right about that.
So he chases him outside anyway, and he gets really, really cold and dies. Right? And in the end of the show, it shows a picture of this geezer that looks a bit like Jack in a photo from olden times.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's a coincidence or not, because when I was a kid, I'd look at like old class photos from my old school.
See something that looks like you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. But anyway, I really liked it, especially when someone had their period and there's loads of blood everywhere that rushed about.
You know you can go and stay at the hotel. It's still one of the most, it's supposedly one of the most haunted hotels in the entire world. You can stay at that hotel that was filmed at.
The Overlook Hotel.
Yeah. You can stay there.
Yes, yeah, outside Denver, where I'm going to move to.
Would you stay there?
Yeah, because there's no such thing as ghosts.
Okay, all right. I was just
checking. But anyway,
what do you give this?
That was my review of The Shining.
Okay, what do you give this one?
I'm giving that a 12 out of 5, that one.
12 out of 5? Wow. You really liked this movie.
I did like that one. That was all right, that one.
Wow. That's amazing. All right.
I think that's my highest one so far.
That is your very highest one. Wow. Now, if I ask you for The Labyrinth, are you going to ruin this movie for me? This is one of my favorite childhood movies.
Well, it's just my review, isn't it? Take it or leave it.
You're going to be fair, right?
I'll be fair. It's available on DVD and cinemas or whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, so there's this chick with these massive eyebrows, right?
She does. She does have massive eyebrows, right?
She does, right? And she's a bit of a bitch. And she tells her little brother to keeps telling her little brother to fuck off, right?
Yeah, her little brother's just an infant.
Yeah. So David Bowie comes along and he takes the kid. He does. Now, it's difficult to concentrate every time Bowie's on screen as he's got a massive cock and it's hard not to keep looking at it.
He does.
So anyway, this bitch has to go to this maze thing, and she has to, but she, you know, if she was clever, she'd climb to the top of the wall and then just walk along it, but she's thick, so that's why she goes through the maze.
She's quite fit, though. She's quite fit.
No, she's right. She's like 12 in it or something, isn't she? Yeah. But she meets all these different creatures that either help her or hinder her, like this worm and this troll thing that looks a little bit like Wayne, right?
Yep.
And there's a big monster called Ludo.
Ludo, rock, but, Ludo.
But anyway, this Ludo, troll, Ludo, this troll thing that looks like Wayne kisses her, and they end up in this swamp thingy where they meet a fox and a dog. And then the film gets a bit fucking gritty because the troll thingy date rapes the girl with an apple.
Yes.
But anyway, they get to the castle place, and she has a showdown with Bowie with the massive cock.
Yep.
And it's just in time because she says these magic words, and then everything goes back to normal. It's got loads of like good action and magic, and I really liked it. And
a lot of magic.
I like the music, especially when Bowie's singing, because he's like, dance, magic, dance. Dance, magic, dance.
And the
David Bowie.
Happy birthday.
But yeah, I quite liked it.
What do you think about the monsters in this one? What do you think about the monsters and stuff in this one? This was the last, like, one of the last Jim Hansen movies he worked on.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was pretty good. I like the ones that chopped their heads off.
Yeah.
They were good. They were quite scary in that. And the one that looked like Wayne looked pretty decent. And it was a pretty decent movie.
How many Ludo Shad do you give this?
I give this 9 Ludos out of 5.
9. That was for you, old school. 9 Ludos out of 5. That's not bad. It's not your best. It's not your worst. You like this. You like this pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I liked it as well.
David Bowie did a really good job.
Yeah, well, he just have his cock just staring at my face.
He's huge, right?
He's got a big cock. He done a movie called I Walk on Mars or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Don't know. Can't remember. David Bowie movie. Look it up. Might be at the cinema or something. And he got his cock out now. It's fucking huge.
It's ginormous.
So not only is he worth a lot of money and got a massive cock, and he does singing and that as well.
And he's a nice
guy. Look him up, girls, because you might be able to do all right with him.
Yeah, I agree. All right, any last words for your movie reviews this week?
No, just go see them. They're available on cinema or something, or DVD or TV or whatever.
Thank you, Ant. I appreciate your movie reviews. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
There you go. Time to teach Wayne. So
still
this
makes
is the,
Wayne
this
laugh.
Part where we teach Wayne.
That still makes Wayne laugh. To this day, it still makes him laugh. Wayne.
It's quite impressive. Let's just put a smile on my face.
Does take a lot. Wayne?
Yes. Arrogant cunt.
This is gonna be fun, Wayne facts tonight, guys.
What was that in aid of? Jesus Christ.
Just a little wee retorty or wee little banner.
All right, fair enough.
Yes, Anne.
The Tower of London's ravens are enlisted as soldiers of the kingdom. As in the case with soldiers, the ravens can be dismissed for unsatisfactory conduct. A raven called George, enlisted 1977 to 1986, lost his appointment to the Crown and was retired to Wales for attacking and destroying some TV aerials.
So when you were first talking, I was just thinking, like, the crows, just like, fuck it, I'm going to nick Crown jewels one night. Just flew off. Little scepter in his mouth.
You thought little scepter in his mouth?
I don't think a raven can carry a scepter.
Yeah, quite good, those ravens. We're walking around the because it's like a big thing enclosed in the Tower of London. And you can walk around like a little villagey bit, and they were like, I don't know what they shouted. They shouted something. They started marching through. And then this bird actually like goes like ahead of them, like guides them round. It's really impressive.
What, the ravens were shouting?
No, the fat bloke in the red thing was shouting.
Oh, I was just going to say, you mean the bee?
The raven flew and...
You mean a bee feeder?
Yeah.
The beef eaters, yes. Ravens only say one thing, and that's forevermore. There you go. There's an Edgar Allan joke, Edgar Allan Poe joke for you.
Tis the raven nevermore.
But yeah, so what do you reckon about ravens being actual soldiers?
Good. If they can do it, good. Keep them in line, sack them if they start stealing scepters, fine. I'm happy with it.
Okay. All right, Wayne?
Yeah?
High heels were originally created for men. Butchers used them to avoid stepping in blood.
But surely they got bloody toes.
Fair point.
Unless they had those blocks, whatever they're called. Platforms?
I don't think it's full high heels. I don't think they were walking around in stilettos.
Because if they were chopping meat, they'd become unbalanced and could fall over.
Yeah.
Break a heel, handling knives.
Break a heel, chop a finger, right, Wayne?
Fuck yeah. Yeah. It'd have to be platforms.
Do you reckon that's a good look for a butcher? Or?
I don't know if I'd go with the apron.
No?
No.
What do bakers wear?
I wore steelies.
What?
What?
Steelies. White steelies. Steel toe caps.
Steel toe boots.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what did you wear an apron?
I was always supposed to, but I never wore one once.
Why do you have to wear steel toe cap boots?
In case like a knife or something falls on your foot.
You drop it and yeah.
Bit of bread
on your foot.
It's on your foot.
No, like the pans or something.
We don't just play with bread. Dough. Yeah. We have proper equipment and machinery, and like Devil Vamp says, knives.
PC gone mad, don't you?
Yeah. Protect your feet. That's bad. Why didn't you ever wear an apron, Wayne? Why didn't you ever wear an apron?
Because I wore whites. It's fine.
You had a little white coat like a chemist.
No, white light.
Did you have to wear a hairnet?
No, we had hats.
Oh, thank God. I was.
What about a snood? Did you have to have a snood? Because you had a little beard not so long ago.
They bought me them, but they were like designed like proper like Father Christmas beards to put your beard into,
yeah,
not just fuzzy sense. Face. So I walked around with a net across my head, like across my face. I looked like something from a horror film.
Had the net on
and I was told to stop prattin' about and take it off. So then I never wore a beard net. Because I was serving customers with a net over my face going, hello?
Wow. That's Stowmarket, Tesco's, guys. Don't fucking go there.
Don't fucking go.
Well, you can now because he's left.
Yeah, actually,
but anyway, Wayne.
Yeah?
Do you know that you can actually donate your voice to help people with speech impairments so that they can select...
Some would say I've got one already.
Can I finish it?
No.
You can actually donate your voice to help people with their speech impairments so they can select a vocal identity of their own.
Today, Junior.
So if they wanted to sound like a retarded farmer, they could come to me.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Can I have someone?
Yeah, you can have this one. There you go, Wayne. This is probably a slight improvement, isn't it?
When you do that voice, I always imagine you leaning forward like a hunchback.
I am exactly doing that, Wayne.
And I can imagine your microphone's getting very moist.
Mm. Quite possibly.
Wayne, you can have my voice.
No, I don't want fucking American. Sound like something coming from a laptop.
What?
Hello, my name is Devil Vamp.
That's a fact. All Americans want to sound British.
Not I wouldn't say know all why of them.
British
I
people,
say
when
them.
They say they're British, put on a British accent. Don't yeah. need to.
I wouldn't say all of them.
What do you mean?
What's well, you what? Done it earlier with the girls.
No, I didn't.
You, yes, you fucking did. You went, oh, you're trying to be British. And I thought, just
because
speak normally.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. I was copying how they were talking to me. Because that's when you think of a British accent, that's what people think that we are, or how we all speak. We all speak like this, don't we, Governor? But we don't at all.
You don't?
If you listen to the Northern, it's, oh, fucking love, how you doing? Yeah. I don't think that's a sexy accent.
Why are you, man?
Why are you, man?
Good
day. Fucking lady, fuck. So that's not a good British accent.
Sorry, what was... Oh, the speaking fact. Sorry, I totally forgot.
Well, what do you reckon to the speaking fact, Wayne? Do you think that's a good idea to loan your voice to people?
I'd go to an actor.
You'd go to what?
An actor, voice actor.
Yeah? Who? So if you lost your voice, whose voice would you... That's what I'm trying to get at. Whose voice would you have?
Why, zoinks, man! You have mine, right, Wayne?
No, I don't want to sound like a cunt.
What about Scooby, Wayne? You want to sound like Scooby?
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Shaggy? What about Shaggy? Zoink, Scooby, let's go!
Fuck off, Shaggy.
Scooby, I got some Scooby snacks and some weed.
Give me the weed.
What about, like, Fred? You want to sound like Fred? Right?
I probably want to sound like Brian May, the guitarist, because he's really well-spoken. Mm. Proper spoken.
Boring.
It's proper spoken. There you go. Vamp, who would you like to sound like if you didn't have your voice?
Stephen Hawking.
I want to say, I think sounds cool. Kind of sounds cool. I always thought Quentin Tarantino sounds cool.
What?
Yeah. He has that little very quick speech, mealy mouth.
He's got like a little stammer, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I just always thought he sounded cool. I don't know why. I always thought he sounded
cool. I thought you would have picked Morgan Freeman.
I want Morgan Freeman to do my to voice over my life. That'd be great, but not be my voice. No.
Imagine a fucking white guy from Augusta.
I am not from Augusta, bitch.
Walking from Georgia or wherever the fuck I'm from. You're from Georgia State, that'll do, right?
Not
it's all down there, isn't it?
It's down there. Walking a white boy walking around with Morgan Freeman's accent. That'll be amazing.
Andy Dufresne swam through a fucking 50 yards of shit and puke and vomit.
As he walked through the store, he took it in all his awe.
Oh, that was bad, man. That was really bad.
What is going on? They are the worst.
Andy Dufresne.
I think I've ever
swam through 100 yards of puke and vomit.
No, wait, boys.
Too bad he did it on
not fucking Abraham Lincoln.
Too bad he did it on Taco Night.
Jesus Christ.
Taco Night.
Yeah, did you get it? You never seen Shawshank Redemption?
No.
Who am I asking that for? Oh my god, why am I even asking?
He doesn't watch movies. I'd personally go for someone like Orson Welles. I liked his voice.
Orson Welles? Give us an Orson Welles.
No, because I can't do that. I can't do an Orson Welles voice, but I'd like it. Or an Italian, like an English-Italian voice. They're quite nice, aren't they?
No.
So an Italian person.
Mamma mia,
English.
You want a pizza?
Hey, Wayne, what are you trying to say? You're trying to say Donna
what's
sounds
the matter
sexy.
To you? Hey.
It's a me, talking. Mario.
It's a big mistake. shut up in your face.
All right, I shut up on my face. So, Wayne.
I shut up, you shut up.
Shut up. Wayne.
Yeah.
I have atmospheric pressure to fix the bubbles in your coffee.
I don't know what he's saying. I have no idea what he's saying.
If the bubbles are closer to the center, except rain or stormy weather.
Did you get that, Wayne?
No.
Me neither.
I heard something about bubbles and stormy weather.
All right.
That just made me think like the girls from All Wine Aside has just opened up some champagne. That's all I got from that.
Right, Wayne. High atmospheric pressure affects the bubbles in your coffee. If the bubbles are closer to the centre, expect rain or stormy weather.
Bollocks.
It's a fact.
Yeah, of course it is.
Why are you trying to shit on the actual fact?
Wayne's denying facts now.
Of course it is. It's like a bloody cow sits down.
What?
Like, cows do sit down. That is a fact as well.
Well, they sit down, but not when it's like going to rain.
They sit down when it's going to rain.
Wait a minute. Okay, Wayne, you're saying it's the bubbles being closer together in the middle of your.
If you said the toilet flush goes depending on what hemisphere you're on, I'd agree.
Wayne,
that's a completely non-related fact. I don't know why you'd
know. I just okay. So the atmospheric pressure does affect liquids, Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay, so you agree with that, right?
But I'm not making a cup of tea outside.
Okay, all right, let's move on. I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say to that.
Wayne.
Yeah?
After his success in the Harry Potter films, Rupert Grint, i.e. the ginger one, bought a 1974 Mr. Whippy Bedford van to fulfill his childhood dream of becoming an ice cream man. He drives around local villages giving free ice cream and lollipops to children.
Do you need a license for that?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It just don't sound right. So I think you might need like a trader's license.
Do you reckon that he sells cannabis and stuff? Because that's what most fucking ice cream
have you seen that episode of that Peter Kay thing with the Mr. Whippy episode? And he's got like a freezer thing, like where they keep the ice cream and he opens it up and it's like porn in there.
No, I haven't because I think it's quite a funny episode. Retard, but yeah, most ice cream fans deal drugs, don't they? That's like a given in this country.
I think more porn.
You're in porn as
They deal porn?
Yeah.
I've never heard the porn, but most guys around here, they said...
What do you think I got so many compartments in the back of their van?
Because they've got ice cream in them, you can't.
You can't go down the street.
Can't tell me they got that many chocolate flakes.
You can't go down the street and buy a porn mag? You have to have it brought to you on wheels?
Magazines. Who uses magazines these days?
DVDs, whatever. You can't go to a porn shop and get some porn? Like, you can't go on the internet.
Why when you can go to the ice cream man or Rupert Grint?
Okay, all right, just checking. All right, just.
Do you reckon he wants to touch children then, Rupert Grint? Because, like, giving out.
I don't think that's suitable behaviour.
What?
Giving
out free lollipop?
Ice cream, man. Yeah, come here, little boy.
Do you want a free lollipop?
You don't think giving out free ice cream and free lollipops is good, Wayne?
Depends on the motive.
he just wanted to be an ice cream fan.
Fair enough.
Man.
Mr. Softy Top.
Wayne is always so dubious of people.
He is. You're not very trusting of people, are you? Mm-hmm.
Is it because they only come and fucking hurt you?
Oh, dear. Wow. Is it because he's ginger as well?
I'm not gingerist.
You're not gingerist?
Gingerist!
You don't mind
don't
the rackets.
Don't get me caught up like that. I'm not, you know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. Wayne?
Mm-hmm?
A man fell on a high-pressure air valve.
Did he make a cup of coffee?
Why are you shit on my fucking... Save your comments, sir.
Every time he does it, it makes me laugh. Every time he does it makes me laugh. I swear to God, every time.
A man fell on a high-pressure air valve. It lodged inside his ass and inflated him to twice his size.
That's bollocks. Nearly
killing him. He survived, but it took three days to fart and burp out the excess air.
I told you the story about the Japanese man that blew himself up at a petrol court, didn't I?
No.
Yeah, well, I've said it on the show before. He went to the tyre pressure bit, and instead of inflating his tyres, he inflated his bum, and he blew himself up.
What do you mean, instead of inflating? So he didn't think, my tyre's my arsehole. He actually done it on purpose.
Yeah, he stuck it up his ass.
And he actually, like, blew up his organs and shit and died.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it's very good for you, putting air pressure right up your fucking jacksie.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, it's definitely possible. You know, I mean, it's the only closed part of the system is, you know, your butthole.
Well, it's not closed, is it?
Well, it is. If you...
Well, I could say that about my elbow. My elbow's closed.
I guess for some people it's closed and some people it's not, huh?
Yeah, but you ain't got an input hole in your elbow, have you? Because obviously if you've got an air valve pump up your ass, you've sealed, you know, your hole seals it.
I love the fact that Wayne called it an input hole. Like, it's not an exit hole, it's an input hole.
Right, Wayne?
Mm-hmm?
Students in China tie their hair to the ceiling to prevent falling asleep while studying.
Sorry, I didn't hear that one. What was that?
Fucking hell.
Say it again.
Students in China tie their hair to the ceiling to prevent falling asleep while studying.
That sounds a bit like fucking abuse.
What do you mean?
You'd never get away with that in the UK.
It's China,
they do,
mate.
I mean, they do it to themselves.
It's kind of China, mate. I mean,
but there's still abuse in it because if everyone else is doing it, it's peer pressure.
China's not known for being their humanitarian state, dude.
Yeah, I know that. I'm fucking agreeing with you, mate. Stop arguing. But right, like if everyone else is tying ahead of the roof, you're not going to sit there and go, no, actually, I'm not tired. I'm not going to fall asleep. You're going to sort of, okay. That's abuse. Don't, any listeners out there, don't tie your children's hair to the ceiling.
They're not tying their children's hair. They're tying their own hair. They are students, and they tie their own hair to the ceiling.
Yeah, but the first one will be told. You can't tell me there's one fucking kid going, I'm going to tie my hair. And off they all go.
They want to study, Wayne. They're hardworking people.
Fucking don't sleep then. My granddad fell asleep on a bus stand, and so holding your head up for fucking, you still go to sleep.
I just done a little Trump in that. I was laughing.
Yeah, I heard it.
Right, Wayne.
Yeah. I can smell it. I think that was me. Actually, obviously, I didn't smell your fart. That was a really stupid comment. I'm sorry.
You can smell
I
my
fart. I
farted
a few minutes ago, and that's blatantly what I can smell. It's not Ant's fart.
My stomach hurts. Shut the fuck up.
I'm only 80 miles away from you. Jesus Christ, I'd be fucking worried if that was my fart. Right, anyway, this one's aimed at you a little bit because you're doing your bus thing, aren't you, Wayne?
Mm-hmm.
So, Wayne,
yeah,
to be a London black cab driver, one is
not a bus.
It's transport / learning related. And he just will not let me get a one out, will he?
Same like you did a few minutes ago.
Fucking shut the fuck up. To be a London black cab driver, one is expected to know over 25,000 roads and 1 is expected to know over 25,000 roads and 50,000 points of interest and pass a test called the knowledge exam. To pass the exam, applicants usually need 12 appearances and 34 months of preparation.
I knew that. I was on Top Gear. Because they had to do it in one night and obviously failed miserably.
But don't you think that's like a lot to go through?
He just shit on everything you just said.
Why when you got sat navs? I could understand back in the day where it was just like, hello, governor, where you want to go? Or the little people on bikes that keep coming up to you. I can understand. And then again, you can have sat-nav on your bike now.
The little people on bikes?
Yeah, they're all small, aren't they? Neither of them like fat.
What?
No, because they're riding a bike, you twat.
Are you talking about skinny people?
No, he's talking about fucking, you know, them little carriers. Like, if you go, like, a bicycle taxi, basically.
You're walking down the street trying to mind your own business, and suddenly they, like, ride their bike with a carriage in front of you, just obstruct you. You go, do you want to go somewhere? Yeah, down there if you move out my fucking way.
Okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
Stephen Hawking once tried to find a potential time travellers by throwing a party and only sending out invitations after the party.
Amazing.
What, was it like a drug party?
What?
Like time travel. That's crazy, man.
Why is it a drug party? Why would
get the biggest stoners sit in a room and think, like, whoa, we're in the 60s.
No, because the normal people wouldn't have got the invite, would they? Because he sent it out after the event.
That party would be fucking booming then, won't it? Just him sitting there.
Wayne, do you think like all people who smoke weed are like
time travelers,
60 people?
He's been watching Bill and Ted too much.
I don't mean, Bill and Ted don't even smoke weed on Bill and Ted, do they? No.
Radical dude. Of course they fucking do.
See? Ant agrees.
In a way, yeah. Any more on that one, Wayne, or you want to move on?
Just, did anyone go? That was the biggest bit of the story you never said.
Yes, Benjamin Franklin went. And also Neo from Matrix, he went.
Neo definitely fucking went.
Doctor Who must have been busy then, because he'd have been there.
Yeah, he had a better offer. He went to Einstein's house, not.
No, he had the. He was too busy fucking Karen Gillan. Karen Gillan. Oh God, it's getting late. Karen Gillan, and he's getting his TARDIS out.
Fair enough. There you go. Wayne, this is the last one, Wayne.
Good.
Louis Pasteur, a French microbiologist from the 1800s, kept a loaded gun in his laboratory while working on a vaccine for rabies. If he or one of his lab assistants got infected, they were to be shot in the head.
Is that why all Americans have guns?
I think I said he was French.
Yeah, but yeah, I know that one. I'm just saying, is that why all Americans have guns now, in case they get bitten and get rabies?
Well, we're one of the only nations...
To avoid, like, 28 days later. Boom!
We're one of the only nations in the world, I think, that doesn't have rabies in our country. So we don't really know about rabies.
Do everywhere else have rabies?
I think most countries
in
the world...
I thought it was eradicated, pretty much, by, like, bad countries.
No, I think most countries still do have rabies.
Excuse me?
What?
Bad countries?
Bad countries. Like, behind countries.
Behind countries? Behind what, Wayne?
Like less able.
Less able countries?
Yeah.
Like what?
Third world.
Oh, third world countries.
Yeah, less able.
Okay. Less able is third world countries?
Well, yeah, they can't go out and buy vaccinations and stuff, can they? Boom! Blew your little mind.
Okay, yeah, you did. Okay, all right.
So, what sort of countries are you thinking of, then? What sort of countries?
I'm not going that far into this rabbit hole of a shitstorm.
Because I've had to have a rabies injection going to a country.
Yeah, but you sat in a chicken taxi, so...
Exactly. But
if a chicken bites you and goes... Pow!
America does have rabies, of course, and just look back at To Kill a Mockingbird for that one. But, yeah, there is no risk of rabies in the UK.
But it's really common everywhere else. I knew, obviously, it still existed. I didn't know it was common everywhere else.
It's common in many countries, yeah.
France?
Let me see. I've got the whole list of every country in the world here. France is low risk.
150 countries and territories.
Sorry?
So there's 150 countries and territories. What's the highest one? What's the highest one? Here?
It doesn't say. It doesn't. It's not like a scale system.
Okay.
But I remember going to India and then warning you that it's quite high there.
Yeah, I can definitely. I understand that.
But yeah, so there's Wayne's facts, guys.
There you go. That's Wayne's facts for this week. Let's take it to the bridge.
Do you know what that song's about, Wayne?
His friend or lover dying, weren't it, from overdose? Nope. And the angels. What? That is?
I thought it was about his own heroin addiction.
I thought it was about his friend dying.
Of heroin?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was about his own.
And then the angels were like, because then he got absolutely wankered one night and he had this fucking thing, imagining like angels and shit. And you know the choir bit near the end, that was to represent that. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what I've always took from it.
Okay.
All right, let's...
If you guys know what Anthony Kiedis meant from that song, please.
He said Anthony Kiedis, by the way. Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hashtag C Satire. So yeah. Put Wayne Wright. There we are.
All right, Wayne, where can we find you, man?
You can find me everywhere, mainly DSJ, MP Entertainment, IntimateAids, C Satire, and at Wayne's a Baker.
Yep, absolutely. And on your new blog, right?
Yeah, there'll be some shit go up there at some point.
Yeah, talking about something, right? Your new blog on the DSJMP.com?
Probably the life of an unemployed man.
Well, there you go. That's how it is. Ant, where you at?
Exactly the same, but at MC Vigilante.
All the contact information, guys, is at the new DSJNP, www.dsjnp.com. Please go check it out. We got blogs up. We got information, how to contact the show. It's all there. We don't need to tell you anymore because everything is right there. I'm at Devil Vamp. That is your cerebral satire. I hope you enjoyed the ladies. Ladies, thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for joining us.
I enjoyed the ladies.
Did you, Wayne?
Mm-hmm. I got a little bit scared, but...
Just a little bit?
A little bit poo come out.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening this week. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye.